This Sunday, the 28th of January, it's all about park life happening at the Durban Botanic Gardens. Such excitement around headliners Angus and Julia Stone, all the way from Australia, a brother and sister musical act. And on the phone line, we say welcome to Julia. Hey, Julia, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So I think the first question we'd love to know is, are you going to be playing songs from, you know, across the catalogue? I know SA crowds are keen on Mango Tree, Big Jet Plane, Heartbreaker, Paper Aeroplane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess Angus and I have been making records for about 10 years now. So we have a few songs to choose from, and we kind of like to play stuff from our first record, our second record, our third record. You know, like, it's nice to mix it up, and the set's sort of a mix of all of the stuff that we've done, including a couple of songs that we play from our solo record.
And what's the response been to your new album, Snow?
Yeah, it's been great. We actually finished up a tour around the world in December. We just got back to Australia then, and we've been on tour for about 3.5 months, which was amazing. We went all through Europe and then Canada, the United States, and finished up in New Zealand. And it was really nice. I mean, it's very nice for us to be playing the new songs because, you know, it was a lot of fun making the record, and it's definitely a record that has, I don't know, it just has a fun feeling about it. They're fun songs to play live.
You're in South Africa on a world tour. What are you looking forward to the most in South Africa?
It's just how beautiful it is, and also, I mean, we grew up on the beach, so a lot of people have told us we have to check out the beaches, and hopefully we'll have time to do that in the days before we play the show. We really wanted to stay a bit longer and sort of travel around a bit more, but we haven't been able to do that.
So you're performing at Park Life, a musical gourmet food festival. Are both of you foodies at all?
Yeah, we love food. I mean, I think a big part of kind of hanging out together for Angus and I over the years of touring and being all over the world is going out and finding nice places to eat food.
So I've got to ask you, what food from Australia is totally unique to us that the rest of the world, if they heard about it, they'd go, what?
I mean, I guess probably the most uniquely Australian food is kangaroo fillet, and it's becoming really like a very normalised meat to cook with, and I think that's pretty exciting in terms of the sort of, you know, like, it just because of the way that kangaroos live in Australia, it's you know, they've been treated as a pest at some periods of time, and now they're something where we're not having to, you know, have as much cattle farms and things that kind of make problems for the soil, and also just, I don't think cows are meant to probably live in the desert.
Yeah, we actually have something like that in Durban. It's called a bunny chow. Basically, you empty out a half loaf of bread and you put curry in it. Usually it can be mutton curry. I like a bean curry. And you eat it with your hands. Maybe we could come backstage and introduce you guys to a bunny chow.
Oh my gosh, I'd be absolutely so happy to try that. I mean, the only thing I would request is that you bring it to me after the show. I'm not very good at eating before I go on stage.
So looking forward to Park Life Festival, and of course looking forward to headlining act Angus and Julia Stone, the indie folk band from Australia. That's happening on Sunday the 28th of January. Tickets can be bought by heading over to ecr.co.za now. Julia, thank you so much for joining us right here on East Coast Radio. Jane Linley Thomas. East Coast Radio.